like that idea you got for the cover art.
Good evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock by my watch, but that clock up there hasn't moved off 1759. But I'd like to call to order the January 14th, 2026 meeting of the McKinney Armed Service Memorial Board. We do have a quorum present. Paul Reed, Colin Kimball, Shane Ozy, Mark Hunt, Jerry Blow, and Dave Hoke are all present. Our alternate member is not here. We will move to our first order of business, which is any public comments on agenda items. Anybody out there in our vast public audience that would like to make a comment? I see no comments from the public, so we will move on to item number 26003, which is minutes of the McKinney Armed Service Memorial Board meeting of November 12th, 2025. Gentlemen and ladies are in your packet. If you haven't had a chance to read them, take so now. And I'll entertain a motion to approve, or if anybody needs any fixes.
I motion we accept the minutes as authored.
I have a motion by Colin. Do I have a second? A second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It looks like we are unanimous to approve the minutes of the McKinney Armed Services meeting of November 12th, 2025. We will now move on to item number 26004, reports. Board Chair, I do not have anything to report. Parks and Rec, what you got for us? Anything today?
No comments this time. I'll wait till our next item.
Okay. City, anybody from the city? Nope, we got nobody from the city. All right, we are moving right along. That's what I like. Next item is number 26002. Again, this is just a discussion item on the Memorial Day ceremony. Marty, I'll let you kick it off.
Okay, here we are. New year, new times. Some of you may be aware, some of you may not be aware. If you're okay with me, just kind of explain the situation for Benini. This year, the event is going to fall on a weekend where the Byron Nelson is going to be held at the same time in the same location. So the Byron Nelson, big attraction, big event, a lot of noise, a lot of action, a lot of activity and stuff like that. And so as we're looking at the date on this, we typically traditionally have done the Saturday before the Memorial Days. And so the discussion would be to talk about whether next thing would go and do Monday, the actual Memorial Day, as the next day for holding the event. So just leaving that out there as a discussion for everyone.
Okay, how soon do we have to kind of, yes, ma'am.
Hello. Sorry, I'm just gonna add a couple of things. So first and foremost, I had this connection last week. So the city did not set this date. It was the PGA that determines. Typically, this tournament's the beginning of May, but knowing, as you might know, we are going through renovations at the golf course. So they have delayed as long as they could. Colonial has typically been that weekend, but since they're moving, changing dates, that leaves the opportunity to host this event. Knowing that Saturday of the golf tournament, that is the highest attendance, driving a huge impact. If you've been out there, it is a nightmare to even navigate. Looking at alternative parking, which is where the city staff works parks during the event, that's used as parking. Really, the only alternative is to move this on Monday. I know it's not favorable, but I know talking with Colin and understanding the history, this might be an opportunity to pivot and try something different this year. I know it's probably not preferred, but it's something that gives us that ability to move it, see what happens. But also navigating what this could look like from the marketing standpoint. I know one of the struggles is how do we get the word out, but when we see tens of thousands of people go by Veterans Park, R.D. Foster Veterans Park, we could promote the event to all of the attendees, I know our goal was to work with communications on telling the story about the Byron Nelson, and you have more history on that, so I'll let you speak to that. But I think we have more leverage to market this event to see what happens. PGA sets the dates. We don't know if this is the set date for now on. So I say we look at moving it this year, see where the date falls next year, and we might know that sooner than later, which will be great. But just wanted to add that this wasn't us overlooking. It was a date that was determined by PGA for the tournament.
Thank you, Amy. I understand, Byron Nelson rules up there. They're the bullies on the block. Trying to do it at the same time would just, even doing it the Monday after is going to be extremely difficult because it's still everything's a construction zone up there at that point. But like I said, we all know the history. Originally, we weren't doing it on Memorial Day because Pecan Grove did theirs, but now Pecan Grove doesn't seem to be doing anything anymore.
We did have a gentleman's agreement, but, they broke it.
Yeah. So I guess what we need to figure out, so we probably need to next board meeting put it on an agenda for a vote to move the date, is that an agenda item we do, or we just move the date and say that's when it is what it is?
Yeah, we can discussion. I think it is one of those things that it's just a known that it's going to have to move.
Yeah.
Knowing this, one of the things that we try to do just to get the word out of the movement is putting it into the city manager's notes, which comes out twice a month. It is in queue to come out this Friday. If you guys are in agreement that we are going to have to move this, so just looking for a blessing, I guess, to try it this year, knowing that is probably the most ideal just based on the traffic concerns that we have. And we can start putting the message out now and putting that marketing piece in place, advertising the new date. And I'm sure we're going to keep it at 10 o'clock for the memorial event.
I don't think we really have an option, to be honest with you. I don't see a need to delay a vote.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good reasons why we've had it on Saturday, and Trina can probably even give us some historic one-on-one perspective over and above the Pecan Grove, but right. We're not interfering with Pecan Grove. I actually have been working with one of their members to see if we could get theirs resurrected because I always thought it was a great ceremony.
Yeah,
but
and I agree. I mean, look, I'd love to be able to do it on Saturday and have 20,000 people just stop and poke their head in. I mean, I believe it's worthy of that cause, but nobody will because they're all going down into the golf tournament and they'll just be, especially 10 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, right, we don't really have a choice to move it.
Yeah.
All right, other than Pecan Grove, other cities, other places are also doing their thing on Memorial Day. So it was always nice that we were kind of not on Memorial Day because I think not a lot of them do it on Saturday. But I think for this year, you're right, we don't really have an option. Because like I said, even a Monday is not going to be ideal because it's still a mess up there on Mondays.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that, from the city's perspective, if there can be some dialogue taking place with the PGA and the club there about, look, we're going to have a solemn ceremony on Monday at 10 a.m. And, because I live up by there, so, I know. And I go to the golf tournament, on Monday, to your point, Shane, there'll be so much traffic up there in terms of golf cart traffic, pickup truck traffic, whatever, picking up trash or whatever. They just need to, if we can get their commitment to cease and desist on that for a few hours, probably, from like 9 to noon or something, just so we have that clear path. And I would imagine they would accommodate that.
I think that would be an easy request. I'm just figuring out the timeline. They can concentrate closer to the clubhouse or on the course and
right,
then come back.
Down
so I definitely can talk with city manager's office. Steve Tilton is the one that usually leads that charge from their standpoint. But they are both aware of this challenge, and so we're well ahead, thankfully, that we can work through those details, I feel.
Sure.
Okay.
I have an idea, and I don't know if it's in our control, but I think it would be a great opportunity to see if we could get the broadcaster or somebody to do a human interest story. Byron Nelson actually designed the municipal golf course that the city owns, but that was originally built for the Veterans Administration as a way, and that was a project that he did to help the veterans who are rehabilitating from the Second World War. So I think there's a really good feel-good story, especially with Memorial Day weekend. And
absolutely.
The Veterans Memorial would be a nice backdrop for whoever, does the piece to narrate from. So, I'd love to help, provide some information and make that happen.
And I would say from a maintenance standpoint, we'd still probably make the place look really good starting Friday all the way through the weekend, right? Just because people will be going through there. And so if they ever pique some interest to go visit it, at least there's a nice site for them to see preparing them for.
Yeah, and I know Craig Ranch spruces all their lands. Yeah. I mean, it'll be probably the prettiest it's been because it'll be really close to the Byron Nelson. Everything's pretty. Yeah. They plant extra flowers and make it look nice, which is good. So, okay. So I think we kind of all agree we're going to have to do it on the Monday. On Memorial Day, again, not a big deal. I mean, it's the day it really should be done. But and then we'll see next year, if the Byron stays later. I think they're probably going to try and move it back earlier because it gets hotter later, And the Colonial, I can't believe they're not happy that they're having to move their date either because they've been around for a long time too. But we'll let the PGA sort that out. So
do we want to do it at 10 o'clock?
I still think 10 o'clock, because remember, this is the long one. We read all the names. This one's at least an hour. It gets hot. It can be real hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, 9's a little too early on a day off.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, I think, just same time, just move the day. Okay? All right, so do we want to take if everybody can pull out their little spreadsheet of all the tasks, we can see maybe we can assign a few of these out now so people can start working on them instead of waiting until last week, April. Marty, I assume you guys will take care of scheduling the mayor.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I do.
Continue. Right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just going to put Marty. Reading of the names. Colin, you got the list of Gold Star families. Who has the list of Gold Star families that we usually
do? Well, I don't have a list per se. I know several.
We just kind of.
I know somebody who could help with that.
All right, Colin, if you just put the word out to them, just like I said, we don't really need them before. If they're there, they want to read their member's name, we'll find their page. Riderless Horse.
I reached out last year, and I'd be happy to do that again.
Okay. Park set up, that's Parks and Rec. Bagpipes.
We don't have a bagpipe player anymore. He's okay. He's retired from that. But
Taylor has an idea down there.
No, I that's what I thought from last time was that perhaps he had retired, and so that's why I put some question marks there.
I mean, I saw him I work with him every day, but
yeah.
I saw him today at lunch, and he was going home to put on his kilt. He'll do a funeral for a fallen police officer, which is what he was doing. But
right.
He does.
Okay.
He likes his weekend.
Let's leave it on the list, Kayla. I'm gonna do some reaching out. There's got to be somebody around here.
Okay.
That would donate and not charge. Maybe I'll call Highland Park. They're the Highlanders. They all wear kilts down there. All right. Invocation. We want to lean on. Well, where is Guy? Oh, Guy's on the.
He's out today.
Well, we've used the chaplain from the VFW. I can contact him. In fact, I saw him yesterday, but I'll ask him.
His name's Ron, right?
Not Ron anymore now. It's Jim Nichols.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Huh? Okay. All right, Dave, you can just check on that. If he's willing to do it, if not, let me know. We'll find somebody else. Color Guard. Colin, I know you love talking to Chief, right?
So I'll...
That could be different for him now because they might be already committed on Memorial Day. We need to probably hit him up soon.
Yeah, I will. I will email him. They're always good to go.
Yeah. National Anthem. Who's going to be our singer this year? Anybody got any ideas?
Can you?
Melissa, you got to sit up here. You can come sit up here if you want.
We got a spot for you.
We got a spot for you. You don't get the vote, but you can still sit up here with us. Melissa, if you are willing to stand up there and sing, we are all for it.
Can you give us a...
An audition. Colin's afterward. Look, if somebody raised their hand and said they can sing, I believe them.
I'll audition if you want me
to. No.
All right, no, that saves us. That's awesome. Having a board member actually do it, that's great. All right, so Melissa, that's a good one.
That's problem solved.
Bugler.
I can get a bugler.
All right, officer. Colin's on that one. Wreaths, I'll take care of the wreaths again from Torrentine Morrow. We don't have any new names this year, do we?
Well, Kayla and I were discussing that. I had discovered at the last year, I thought it was after Memorial Day, Charles Bickley from Farmersville.
I'm positive that the name has been added to the memorial. I cannot remember off the top of my head if it was before or after Memorial Day. But as of yet, I don't know of any other names to be added.
So I'll confirm that. If I don't have his narrative written up, I put them all together.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in there, then that'll tell me that we didn't.
Yeah, and his name should be on the program, right? Because then we put the new names on the program last year, I thought.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be in the
others. I think we said, here's the new people, and then we read them. Off separately, I think. So, all right. So we may have one, but no others in the works anywhere that anybody knows of.
I mean, I'm always looking, and I thought I found one the other day, but at the last minute, I discovered he was from Grayson County. So,
okay. Well, we won't hold that against him. It's close, but not quite.
He was a football coach at Anna High School.
Okay. Our vendor can usually get it done with about a month out. Even if we have one potentially found in April and voted upon by the board, there's an option to add it before Memorial Day.
Okay. All righty. Volunteer coordinator. We haven't really had a whole bunch of volunteers out there anymore. DAR comes out and usually sets up their table. Mark, can I ask you to just kind of reach out to those folks, see if they want to do anything to help us? If not, no big deal.
Absolutely.
I don't know what they used to do. It's not like we need crowd control or anything like that, but, and then all the rest there, that is you guys, Parks and Rec, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other contacts, we know all them people because they sit right here with us. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. All right. Colin, how many stories do we want to do this year?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
I think we went a little long last year.
Instead of playing one from each conflict, should we just do two?
How many you want to do? Two, three, one?
Reading of the names takes forever.
Takes a while.
And so if we just tell a couple of stories instead of, six of them.
Yeah.
Because I got the stories.
You got the stories. You definitely got the stories. I'm just trying to think.
Or do you have one really good one?
Yeah. What's a good compromise on how many we want to do? Thoughts, anybody? Two, three, one.
I think at a minimum we need to do a recent one from the war on terror.
Yeah, something recent.
Because somebody could, a good chance, Cody Board comes to mind. His family could be there. And then maybe one from World War II.
I think that makes sense because World War II, they're disappearing. So
that's the largest group.
2026, I'm just trying to think if there's any anniversaries of anything significant that would trigger a certain war to remember, but yeah, I'm fine with current. I'm fine with two.
I'll look at the anniversary element of
it. Yeah, see if there's something that, we're missing. I mean, I know it's 250th anniversary of our country, but
right.
I don't think we have any Revolutionary War people on there. So they weren't quite out this far during the Revolution. So, all right, so yeah, let's knock it down to two. They can be a little longer. They don't necessarily have to be the one pagers, maybe a little page and a halfer. But I just know last year it was going a little bit long and people start getting restless. So not that I really care. They can be as restless as they want. It's Memorial Day, but we do have to
Has anyone ever done a story on General Charles Bond?
I don't think we've...
Who's that?
General Charles Bond.
Who's that?
Is he on the wall?
He was... he lived here in McKinney for a long time, and he was...
If he's not... So we focus on...
He would have to be here from McKinney?
Well, no, they have to be a fallen... Yeah, well, they have to be a fallen warrior, and they have to be from Collin County.
Okay.
So if he retired and died as an old man, he wouldn't qualify.
Okay.
All right, and then the fire department, Val. I don't know who used to coordinate for... You got that?
Yeah, there's a new person in charge. All right. They reached out to me, so I'll take care of the bill.
Marty has that. All right. All right, so everybody's got a task. Good deal. We'll make that pretty. All right. Any other discussion? Any questions or Marty?
Yeah, I was just thinking, are we going to see the flags on the street again with the scouts coming out and doing things? I don't know if that's...
That was... Veterans Day, they mm-hmm. did that for.
I don't
right?
know if they may have interest to do it for Memorial.
Well, who knows? They ain't gonna be able to do it that week with the Byron.
It would be a hard one. Yeah, I don't know if anyone heard anything. I hadn't heard.
I haven't heard anything. Yeah,
but
I think they focus that on the Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd love to see them do it both days, but this week with it being the same week as Byron, there's no way they're letting them in there to put flags up and down the streets. There's so much stuff up and down there.
So I'll keep my ear to the ground. If they reach out to me, I'll kind of explain the same scenario we're going through.
Yeah, that it's a convoluted week up there. You know, unfortunately, that the storage area for all the stuff is their main street to cut from the course down to where the storage area is. So
the HOA might not even approve of it either.
Yeah, it's yeah. Okay. I think you know anything that might upset the PGA, they're not going to let us do. Not that American flag should upset the PGA, but you never know. So okay, anybody else? Questions, concerns about the ceremony? No? I'm still working on the script. I don't have it done yet. I will have it by February meeting. I'll try and get it to you, Caleb, before that so you can send it out to everybody so they can look at it and start marking it up and things like that. All right? Nothing else? Then we will move on in the agenda to the public comments for anything that's not on the agenda. Does anybody out there? Nobody got nothing tonight? You guys letting us off the hook. Well, then I will call for a motion to adjourn at 6.
We have Board of Manager comments.
Oh, Board of Manager comments. Yeah. Oh, I see. Wait, do we always have that there?
You read that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, any board members have any additional comments?
Like I say, I just thought I have found somebody from Anna who was a football coach. He actually registered for the draft in Collin County. He was originally from Grayson County. And at any rate, as I was putting all the information together, I finally found his obituary, and like a couple months before he actually got drafted, he moved up to Grayson County and was a coach up there, and so I
close
wiped
but no
him out.
Cigar. Close but no cigar.
But we're still looking. And there's a familiar picture.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
So I'll just tell you, I was at the... Pecan Grove, the DAR does the Wreaths Across America, and I was one of the guys to present a ceremonial wreath. There were 8 ceremonial wreaths that they presented. I did the POW/MIA in honor of my grandfather, who was a POW in World War II. At any rate, I asked them if they had any extra wreaths or ones that I could buy, and she said, well, what about the ceremonial wreaths? And I said, okay, because I wanted to take them over to Ridgeview because Pecan Grove, from Vietnam era onward, they were all buried in Ridgeview. And so I did, and I called Trina, and we went over there, and I said, what if we take 2 of them and put them over at the Veterans Memorial? And she was like, I was thinking the same thing. So the 2 of us came over and put this one by RD's Memorial. And we put another one by the Gold Star. Mm. And might be a new tradition, might be something I can do again next year. I've been doing the thing at Wreaths Pecan Grove now for a number of years, so they got kind of excited about it as well. So mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, I do Wreaths Across America at one of the other cemeteries on that same weekend. It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's
thank
a great...
you. That fit down there, you know, absolutely. Anybody else? City staff, anything more from you guys? Now I will call for a motion to adjourn at, you took away my clock, 6:24. Anybody? Motion? Somebody?
So moved.
All right. So moved by Paul. Do I got a second? Jerry, I saw your hand raised for a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So carried. We are adjourned at 6:24. Thank you all.